Thanks for tuning in and listening to Riley on Film. I am Damian Riley, your ghost host. While you're here, I hope you got your horror's worth. Find out more and subscribe, only not in that order, at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, enjoy the show. Okay, I just saw the major film feature called Lamb, and it is listed as a horror movie, and it has Noomi Rapace in it, who I recognize, but I didn't recognize the other actors. It's like an Icelandic film. I didn't quite catch where it's from, but it was looked like Iceland to me. Takes place on kind of a farm, sort of a dairy farm. Of course, they have lambs, and there is a one lamb that's a little different. Has a human butt and human legs, and it's a little girl that's half lamb and half human. So that's where you set out when you sit down to watch this film. I think the title of it, I think the fact that there's an A-list actress in it, most people are going to be drawn to it and already know basically what it's about. I know I did, so I don't feel like I spoiled anything for you. But there is a lot when the movie finally does get going, which it is a slow burn. And I've seen films like this many times that are just so slow. Reminds me of that Richard Farnsworth movie where he's on a lawnmower going across the country. Kind of a slow burn like that. It's almost like people had this idea of this creature that was half and half, and they just wanted to show how it could cause, you know, 20 somethings or 30 somethings, however old they are, to sort of take it in as their own and treat it like a baby. And I mean, that's not anything that we haven't seen before. Reminds me sort of E.T. You know, there's movies that do that already, and so we do become, you know, endeared to it. But the whole time I'm thinking, okay, fine, another scene for me to be endeared to this little halfling holding its parent's hand. But I don't think it really needed to be a movie. Maybe it could have been a short. Maybe they could have taken another angle on it other than this completely out there supernatural. And the ending, I don't know. You'll have to tell me what you think of the ending. But I have to say that I was quite let down by this film. There was some nudity, but not enough. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. There is some nudity, though. So, that's the film. Sorry, I don't have anything better to say about it. If you're interested in the idea of it, then I hope you watch it. And then you tell me in the comments why you disagree. And I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.